This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is out with a four-point plan that'll have the federal government step in to do what the company apparently can't, regulate its behavior in the key online problem areas of harmful content, election integrity, privacy, and data portability. It is a big and interesting step for Facebook, given the amount of time that company has spent in the public consciousness on those issues. Mike Isaac covers technology for the New York Times. Mike, it's good to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You did an annotation of this thing and the four subject areas that he talked about, and you called him self-serving. You called it the piece, self-serving. Discuss.
Yeah, so I think the biggest worry for Facebook right now is this looming suspicion that regulators might look back on the past 10 years and be like, wow, you know, Facebook has acquired Instagram, they acquired WhatsApp, they have basically what might be called a monopoly on social networking. So will they be able to look back at this and maybe retroactively even break up the companies? Hmm. And I think the last point on data portability, which basically means people can pick up and take their stuff wherever they want to go to a different network, protects Facebook from that idea of breaking up the company at some point. They can say, look, everyone has their free reign to leave whenever they want, and so you don't need to break us up.
Here's another deeply cynical read of this thing. Zuckerberg is in essence saying, look, I created this thing. I can't quite control it because it's so big and powerful. Help me.
I mean, I don't think that's wrong. I think there's sort of an inherent tension here. On the one hand, people think that Facebook is too powerful, so some of that power should be contained. But on the other hand, people don't want Facebook to let their data loose in the world or even let other people get access to their data. So Facebook is sort of caught in the middle, like either we let people take their data away from the network or we don't, and we maintain this sort of powerful monopoly. So I think the way that the law or regulation could actually help them is by saying, look, we're just following the government's rules. Mm-hmm. You can't blame us anymore and take it up with Congress if you get mad.
The catch, of course, and you know this as well as anybody, is that Congress only vaguely understands what Facebook does. You, of course, remember that hearing where Zuckerberg had to explain how the company makes money. On the theory that regulation is a coming, how equipped is Congress to actually do it effectively?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, lawmakers are still sort of asking the question, you know, is this a fly-by-night company? Is it going to go the way of MySpace? And it's clear they don't really have a grasp on what they need to do in the first place. This post that Mark Zuckerberg put up over the weekend is basically saying, here, look, we'll do all the heavy lifting for you. Just pass some bill and we can tell you how to do it. So I think in the end, it works for Facebook if they feel regulation is an inevitability.
Mike Isaac, he's a technology reporter at the New York Times. Mike, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Kai.